Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which... Welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great, great. We've got a really fun mix this week. This was kind of born of an idea from a previous episode when we were just going through, and we had a Joan Jett song on the mix, our back to school mix. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. And you were like, you know what? What about a Women Who Rock mix?
Yes. Yeah. And we actually also got this suggestion from an Instagram follower. She wrote in a comment as like an idea for this mix. And we just both absolutely loved that. And we put together... by no means a full list of women who rock. There are endless amounts of them out there. But we wanted to kind of sample. And I think we did a pretty cool job of sampling, you know, both artists from the 70s all the way to very recent ones who have like releases in the last couple of years. So this was a really, really cool one to put together.
Yeah, it was actually... Yeah, it was kind of hard. I think there was a few songs that came to mind immediately that I was like, right, that's going on my list. And then as we went through, I was like, oh, wait, what about this one versus this one and this one? So again, like Samer said, not an exhaustive list. We're going to get 12 on the main mix. And of course, if you are a Patreon subscriber, you get 4 more songs. So definitely worth signing up there and seeing what other artists we included on that list.
Yeah, absolutely. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/superawesomemix. And as always, we have the link in our show notes. And pick your subscriber level. And with that, you'll not only get the bonus content, but you'll have our show early and ad-free and gain access to a whole bunch of other stuff going on there. So be sure to check that out. With that, let's get right into it. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. We've got a one that actually was going to be on my mix. I'm really happy I made it to yours. And funny enough, we'll see in a moment what happened here. But you went with Barracuda by Heart, 1977, Anne and Nancy Wilson, Women Who Rock.
Yeah, I think when it seems like independently, we both heard Women Who Rock and immediately thought of the same two women,
right?
Okay, the Wilson sisters.
Yes.
I went with Barracuda, and the listeners out there might be able to guess what Samer picked out at this point. But yeah, Barracuda, just an awesome intro. And I think it's a great opening song, too. That's kind of what I thought. But then again, track two, you can make an argument for that one again. But we'll get to that. I don't want to spoil that.
Right.
But Barracuda, I thought this was interesting. I mean, I was just thought of this as just a, you know, real kick-ass rock song. But, you know, this song was written, the backstory on this one is Mushroom Records, which I guess was a record label at the time, did this publicity stunt where they kind of let out a rumor that Anne and Nancy Wilson were lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne Wilson got wind of this and just got so pissed that she went and wrote Barracuda. And I mean, it was just this, she just thought this was an outrageous rumor that was out there. And then it was even more pissed when she found out it was the record label that put it out there, just as, you know, to get them a little bit more pub. And out of it, we got Barracuda.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredible. Let's just take a moment. I was going to say, what's incredible is that she wrote this song, you know, that just kicks so much ass. Like, what a great comeback to what an absurd, like, it was supposed to be a publicity stunt, apparently, but what an absurd, terrible idea. Like a stupid, stupid idea for a publicity stunt. But
now, yeah, like, not to defend it, right? But 1977, and again, I still haven't Googled 70s and drug use yet, but I'm going to speculate there were copious amounts of cocaine involved with this record label when they thought this was a good idea to promote their band.
My God, there must have been, because I think any normal, any clear-headed person might look at this and be like, hey, maybe let's not say that these two sisters have an incestuous affair with each other. Like, maybe let's go with the second idea or third idea we have.
Yeah, Jeff, what else is on the list? I stopped at one. This is it. There is nothing else.
Oh, goodness. But yes, kudos to them for writing this incredible song. This still holds up so many years later. It's an incredible rock song. It's just like a giant middle finger back to these guys. Barracuda is like the kind of presumed name of Mushroom Records. So she's singing it to like Barracuda. And if you look at the lyrics, it all becomes really clear that way, which I didn't know any of that going into this. It was really interesting.
Neither did I. No.
And so it adds like a whole new level to this song, like a level of appreciation I have for it. So really good, good opening pick.
Yeah. And it really, it explains the anger. Like, right? You could yes. feel the anger in this song. And then you hear that story and it's like, yeah, I'd be pissed too. Yeah. Right. I'm with you. So I alluded to this. There's another Heart song on this mix, and Samer and I were of the same mindset here. He went with Crazy on You as his pick, and the opening guitar here could easily serve as the intro to this mix for sure.
Oh my gosh, yes. I know, it's so funny that we both, I mean, again, if you listen to the show for some time, you know that we do these picks independent of each other and then kind of mash them up last minute to make sure there's no repeats. And we both picked Heart to open our tracks up. So that just speaks to how amazing they are. But yes, I went with Crazy on You, and you're absolutely right. Like, the opening guitar play that it like begins kind of acoustically, then becomes electric, and then he just like hits into the song. It is so, so timeless, so good. And she wrote, so the backstory in this one, is, you know, like, she's got these lyrics here: wild man's world is crying in pain. What are you going to do when everybody's insane? So afraid of one who's afraid of you. What are you going to do? And so the backstory to this is, it was basically a song kind of talking about the world at the time. This was written in 1975, where there was a lot of like craziness, a lot of crises, a lot of things going on, and she felt like the world was insane. And I just also want to take another moment to appreciate that, you know, we've left that all in the past now. Like, we've solved all of those problems.
Everybody gets along now. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that was definitely only a problem of the mid-1970s.
Right. I'm just so grateful for that. So it's nice to look back at that and be like, oh, yeah, the 70s were a mess. I can't even imagine.
You know what else was a mess in the 1970s that's completely solved now? The Middle East. You know?
Everyone gets along everywhere.
Everything's
so great.
Fine now.
Everything's
you know?
Fine.
It was so, tough yeah. in the 70s, but we fixed it.
We fixed it. But yeah, so both of these songs, great opening tracks, I should say, to our Women Who Rock mix. And with that, let's go to track three. She had to make an appearance again, as you already mentioned in the intro to our mix. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and you went with Cherry Bomb.
Yeah, I mean, I really love Bad Reputation, but that's appeared on a mix already, and that's not a total disqualifier
right.
For a song, but I thought, Joan Jett's got so many great songs, what else can we include on here? And I put Cherry Bomb, and if you're not familiar with the song, but you are familiar with the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, this is what's playing in the scene where they are kind of putting their plan together and prepping for the big end-of-movie battle. And it's just awesome because, you know, the end of that kind of montage ends with them all just kind of walking down the hallway of their spaceship or whatever, and just cherry bombs, you know, blasting over it. And yeah, it's just an awesome rock song.
It really is. It's so great. It is so, like, I love the ending where, you know, you just said it. It's like she's just yelling cherry bomb over and over again. And like the explosions are going off in the back. I also love just how American it is to like basically invent a really dangerous firework explosive that has since been banned. Like, I just can't think of anything more American than that.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Pose such a real threat to life and limb. Like, it's great. It's a great song. Great rock and roll song. And as you mentioned, yeah, it's been used in some awesome scenes, because you can very easily put this as a backtrack to some really awesome montages.
Well, and speaking of being used often in pop culture, this next one has been used in all sorts of movies and television shows. You picked Dreams by the Cranberries.
Yes, 1992, vocals by Dolores O'Riordan. O'Riordan? I really got
O'Riordan. I think it's O'Riordan because she's Irish. That's right. Okay. Apologize to everyone that, I mean, we butchered that,
sorry.
I think. So.
Dolores O. That's what she likes to be going.
Oh, R.I.P. Dolores.
Yes, right. Exactly. Rest in peace.
We're just going to. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Dolores. She does the vocals on the Cranberries. She joined the band when it was originally, it was called the Cranberries Saw Us. So the other members of the band had formed that. Then she joined in 1990. They became the Cranberries. And I'm glad that they did because I don't really understand the name, the Cranberries Saw Us. Got some questions.
Cranberry
about
Saw.
That.
Well, like it's an homage to Thanksgiving, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful song. I still listen to it. It could go on like a Desert Island Mix Part 2 if I get like a second one, which I'm kind of cheating if that's the case. The whole point is that it's a limited. But
if you got off the island and then somehow got back, then you might have a different mix at that point.
It's
a
different island than I'm on.
Theoretical. Season 2 of you being stuck on this island.
Right.
We rescue you at the end of season 1.
Great.
But we got renewed and we didn't know what to do. So we put you back on the island.
Put it back on. That's great. Yeah. Beautiful vocals. She wrote the song to kind of just talk about falling in love for the very first time. I think so that's like the theme of the song. And it kind of has that feel. Like it just feels very like light and airy, like, you know, to kind of speak to how people feel like the first time falling in love. It's like it kind of like lifts you off your feet. So, yeah, I love this song. It's a great one.
Yeah, and I think like you said, it's just light and airy, and I think that's why it's been used in so many movies and TV shows, because it's just perfect for that, you know, like people mm-hmm. walking down the street or people doing whatever and having this song play. It's just, it's great.
It is. So let's go to different beat here, but definitely someone who was going to be on my mix. I'm glad she made it to yours. You've got Skater Boy by the one and only, the wonderful Avril Lavigne.
Yes, this song just recently popped on the radio and we caught it right at the beginning and my daughter was in the car and she immediately like perked up, like just from the beginning of this song, was just like, who is this? I said,
awesome.
Her name's Avril Lavigne. And then later I heard her in a room and she's telling Alexa to play Avril Lavigne. Like she was just like all in from the beginning of this song. And yeah, it's just a great rock song. And you know, she rocks out on a lot of her songs, but I think this one in particular, just from the word go, just kind of just gets off the blocks really fast. And I think it's just a great rock song. But I put it on here mainly because it really caught, my daughter's 8 years old, and it just immediately caught her attention listening to this.
Yeah, it's a great one. I was actually curious, like, why not Complicated, which I think is also on that same debut album. Both amazing. So that makes sense why it was Skater Boy. Great song though. Both are awesome. Love Avril Lavigne.
So next, your pick, you go to, this was another one. My daughter's a fan of this one too, but you picked No Doubt. You went with Spider Webs. I just realized yesterday that this song is 25 years old.
Is it really?
Yes, because, okay, on Sirius Radio, they put the year the song came out on there.
Right.
And we were flipping through, and my daughter loves Holla Back Girl by Gwen mm-hmm. Stefani, you know, her solo number. And so she heard Gwen Stefani's voice, and she was like, oh, wait, who is that? Wait, I know that one. And so I left it on, and it showed, yeah, Spiderwebs, 1996. And I was like, whoa, the song is 25 years old.
That is, yeah. I mean, I always write the dates of when these songs go out, but I never really think anything of them. But you bringing it up is like, oh my God, that's like an adult. Like an adult could exist from when this song came out. I love No Doubt. Love the song. Funny enough, so in my notes, I was going to ask the question because, you know, the lyrics, the choruses, sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking to Spiderwebs. Leave a message and I'll call you back. And I was going to ask the listeners who put this on their, you know, those old enough, who put this on their answering machine. And even before I needed, you know, to ask that question, my girlfriend, when I told her about putting spiderwebs on it, she was like, oh my God, I had so many friends that put that on their answering machine.
I was going to say, my brother, that was his answering machine. He was in college at the time. He definitely had that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. It was like a very, I guess a very common thing to kind of do jokey answering machine things. And if you don't know what an answering machine is, let's just take a quick little 60-second diversion. So before caller ID, meaning before you knew who was calling you,
right,
the phone would just ring. And if you didn't have a voice machine, it would just ring until the person stopped, right? Or until you picked up. But if you had a answering machine, it would pick up the phone for you eventually and literally have a cassette tape on the inside and hit record so that whoever was talking would now be talking into a machine. And often they had speaker phones so you could listen who was talking, so you were effectively screening their calls, which is what she mentions here, like she needs to screen her calls through her answering machine. My favorite and most annoying of answering machine messages were when people would fake picking up the phone.
Oh, yeah. The hello? And then you'd start talking and then they go, ha, 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 I'm not here right now. But
that was actually the end of a lot of my friendships. It was like, well, you know what? I'm never calling you again.
That's it. Okay,
we're done.
You made
a fool of me.
Yeah, they shamed you. Answering machine shaming. That wasn't a thing back when we had answering machines. But that's essentially what it was.
Yes. Yeah, it was terrible. All right. At that halfway mark, just crossed it. Let's go to track number 7 here. You went with another one that's really good. It was top of mind for me as well. Hole is the band, and pick the song Celebrity Skin.
Yeah, this was one. Well, you got your list in first, and I was really hoping you didn't pick this one. But yeah, no, I love this song. This is probably Hole's most popular song. And really, Courtney Love just hates the idea of celebrity. I think that's really what this is. She's very angry at the whole celebrity machine. You know, the lyrics in there, my name is might have been, my name is never was, my name's forgotten. Right. You know, and just all these people along the way who try to become a celebrity, but never quite get to that level.
Yeah, it's such a good one. It is. It's interesting. I learned on this one that the guitar riff that is so iconic, like if you just play the first like 3 seconds of it, you hear it and it hits so hard. That was actually created by Billy Corgan, and she hated it at the time, but like kind of, I guess, agreed to use it. And then later finally like acquiesced that in fact it was really catchy and very good. And so it's just really interesting like how that song came together. It always kind of blows my mind that it's such a production to produce a song, you know, like it's, I guess like naively, I kind of grew up just imagining this like, well, you know, like Avril Lavigne does everything Avril Lavigne, but then you realize actually no, this person like wrote it, this person produced it, it was in this, you know, these instruments were added and all that kind of stuff. So it was really amazing to read that little fun fact there.
Yeah, there's a few different documentaries out there where they show the making of different albums, and yeah, it just seems like this endless process sometimes when you watch some of that and just how many different ways they're doing things. And you know, the mixing boards, and they're constantly making little tweaks here and there and making adjustments. And, you know, it's an incredible process, really, when you think about it. Okay, track 8 on this mix. You went with Garbage and Only Happy When It Rains.
Yes. So Shirley Manson on the vocals. 1995 as well, another 25-year-old track. Yeah, it's so funny. So I loved listening to Garbage whenever I discovered them. This one is really good. Stupid Girl is really good. Really just like anything from them. I really enjoyed it. Just has such a cool sound. She describes the song as a comment on, quote, I'm quoting here, comment on national Scottish psyche, where that basically it's just like they are. So, you know, these lyrics here, I'm only happy when it rains. You want to hear about my new obsession. I'm riding high on a deep depression. I'm only happy when it rains. She's kind of commenting that I guess Scottish people tend to be a little bit more like negative or cynical. And so that's why she wrote this song.
Wow. Okay. So if any of our Scottish listeners out there want to maybe make us a mix of happy Scottish songs.
Yes.
To combat Shirley Manson's allegation that you're only
right.
You're miserable all the time.
But I especially love this song because I am actually not only happy when it rains, but I am happy when it rains. I love the rain. I know like a lot of people, kind of poo-poo the rain, but it's great. Like it's kind of cools the earth down. And if you've been listening, you know that I'm like suffering from summertime kind of summertime exhaustion from the heat. So I'm just always eager when it rains because it cools down for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they originally wrote it as "I'm sometimes happy when it rains," but they were like, you know, let's take more of a stance on this rain situation. Let's say we're only happy when it rains. Let's go with that.
All right. Track 9. Another person who's made a mix before, who deservingly should be on this one. You've got Alanis Morissette making an appearance again with the track Hands Clean.
Yeah, so I could have picked 10 songs off of Jagged Little Pill, right. But I wanted to pick something. You know, obviously you ought to know. I mean, she can certainly rock.
Yes.
But I went with Hands Clean. This was off of the album Under Rug Swept, which I think was her third album. And discovered in my research that this is allegedly about an affair she had with a much older music executive when she was like 14 or 15. And you get from the lyrics that it's about a fling that is no longer going on. Right. And sort of reconciling feelings around that. But I think it's a, you know, it's a good rock song. It's very well written. Like her, she has very clever lyrics. Like I think, you know, for someone who's kind of rock and just, you know, emotional in sort of her vocally. Right. Like I think the lyrics often are very, very clever and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always loved reading her lyrics. I saw that same backstory on this one, and reading some of them actually just made me feel really icky then, knowing that that's the background.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah, there's a theme where it's like women aren't treated well.
Right. Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, but no, it's a really, really good... I mean, yeah, like you said, Alanis can make mixes... Can make our mix all day long. I'd never be upset about it. She definitely rocks.
All right. Next up, you go with the great Florence and the Machine and their song Shake It Out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Another person making, another group making an appearance again. We had Dog Days of Summer on our summertime mix recently. Mm-hmm. And so had to put Florence and the Machine back on. Lead singer Florence Welch, of course, but wanted to pick a different song. I think this is actually my favorite from theirs, from her and her group. It is just like, funny enough, so she wrote this, speaking of like, you know, circumstances that produce amazing hit songs. She wrote this when she was hungover in the studio one day. And I think part of the theme was kind of that you're like shaking it out. You're like trying to get out all the, you know, all the decisions and all the drinks and everything, whatever you did the night before.
All the evil inside of her.
right. and she mentions it, that it was like, you know, quote, it became the ultimate hangover cure in the sense of, and she says, yeah, trying to get rid of all the hangover ghouls. And so I just love that. I just think it's so, I'm very impressed because my hangovers are not productive at all. when they happen, it's just, I'm like fetal position and surrounded by like greasy food and like smoothies, just waiting for it to go away. I'm not writing Shake It Out, you know. Well,
I think that's probably a more common hangover story. I think the one you're describing than one where it's like, and I wrote a hit record. You know,
right. Got really hungover one morning and wrote a gold record. That's great. All right. Track 11 here. You went with Don't Want to Fight by the Alabama Shakes.
Yeah. Alabama Shakes, a more recent kind of rock band. Brittany Howard, their lead singer and guitar player. I think she's awesome. And I think this band is amazing. I picked Don't Want to Fight because, you know, it's just a great song about just kind of being tired of things. And just like even the last like three verses are just her just saying, I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to fight no more.
Right.
And yeah, just kind of describing the exhaustion, I think, that everyone can sometimes feel from time to time.
Yeah. No, it's a really, it's a great song. Her vocals are incredible. Like, so unique. I love like the bluesy feel to like all of their music. And you're right. Like, this is written just from the point of view of kind of being in like a bad relationship. But you're just, you know, she writes here, like, why can't we both be right? We're attacking, defending until there's nothing left worth winning. Your pride, my pride. Don't waste my time. I think, you know, unfortunately for some relationships, they just end in a place where, yeah, you're just fighting all the time. And she's saying, I don't want to fight anymore. Like, it's just, it's tiring. But yeah, her voice is just something else. I love it so much. I could listen to them all day long.
Yeah, no, they're great. And when it came to more recent kind of women who rock, I felt like they had to make an appearance on this
mix.
For
sure.
So speaking of recent acts that rock, I had not heard of this group. And it turns out this song is by far the most recent. And we did a good job on this mix of going from like old to new. If
yes.
You kind of take a look at the years when these came out. But this song just came out in February of this year. By the Pretty Reckless, you picked Death by Rock and Roll.
Yeah, yeah, this was a 2020 mix, although I can understand why you think that we're still in 2020, because...
Yep, oh, I apologize. Yep, feels like 2020.
still happening. but yes, very recent, came out last year. I hadn't heard of them either until fairly recently, but then like the second I discovered them late last year, I haven't been able to stop listening to their albums. Like, she is incredibly talented, Taylor Momsen, as the lead singer. This song in particular is just like a really good summary of like who, you know, who she is and who this group is. And I just love, like, it's kind of an anthem for how she chooses to live her life. So the lyrics are, you know, like, she keeps repeating that she wants to die by rock and roll, basically. And what she means by that is just the sense of like living full on, you know, not like not holding anything back. She unfortunately lost, you know, a music producer to a motorcycle accident in 2018. And this was actually his like battle cry all the time. He said, death by rock and roll, death by rock and roll, meaning like, don't let yourself kind of live, you know, within boundaries, like challenge all of those and go full out. And so that's what she's writing about here. And I just think like between the lyrics that are just all about, yeah, like live without limits and just the sound and how good she kind of can shred guitar and sing on top of it and everything, it's really, really great. And so that's why I love the Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, I was not familiar with them, but you could have told me this was, you know, I could have turned on the classic rock station and this would have come
right
on and I would have just been like, well, it's another great song I just hadn't heard before, you know, and would have thought it was from like the 70s or something like that. Yeah, just a really cool rock sound, and definitely we'll have to get more into their catalog after hearing this.
For sure.
Well, there you have it. There's our Women Who Rock mixtape for you. Sammer, let's talk to them about getting their own mix at their next event.
Yeah, for sure. So it is really exciting. We've launched our new events package. The idea being that if you've got an event coming up and you want to make a mixtape for everyone, it's kind of difficult, right? Because you need to know, you know, are you on Apple Music or on Spotify or you're on Tidal, like all these different music services. And you just want to give people like, you know, kind of a time capsule of the music that you've chosen for this event and whatever it may be, like a wedding or a birthday party. So we will handle all that for you. You basically tell us the songs you want. We're not only going to print these really beautiful cards that say, I made you a mixtape and featuring our awesome cassette, our illustrated cassette. And you can choose the size that you want. But we will also host all of those playlists for you on your behalf. So all your guests need to do is scan a QR code, be taken to a website, and they can pick the, you know, the music service that they use. It's a really cool service. Really excited to launch it. And we actually already have some weddings that we're going to be doing, like where the bride and groom are choosing to make a mixtape for their guests. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, really cool way. You know, we all talk about how much we love mixtapes. But yeah, I remember going to countless weddings when I was in my 20s and getting like the mix CD, and there was some like poor groomsman who had to sit there, burn CDs all night and take up all this time. So we're going to save you some time, save some money, and, save the plastic waste. And, yeah, you give everyone a nice little memento to leave your event with. Yeah, absolutely. So check that out, superawesomemix.com and the events page there. And, of course, we'll have links in the show notes to this one. But there you have it. There's another super awesome mix for your collection, and we will be back with another one next week. So for Sammer, this is Matt, and we will see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.